Unit 5, page 50, exercise 2.
Stolen treasures.
1.
In room 18 at the British Museum, London, visitors are lost in admiration of the ancient marble sculptures. Next to the sculptures, a label explains friezes from the Parthenon in Athens. The Parthenon was built as a temple dedicated to the goddess Athena in 447 BC. On the other side of Europe, at the Neues Museum, Berlin, a group of tourists stop to look at the bust of a beautiful Egyptian queen. A label nearby says, Nefertiti, the royal wife of the Egyptian pharaoh Akhenaten, 1345 BC. The labels in both these museums tell us what these exhibits are, where they are from, and when they were made. What they don't tell us is how these pieces ended up in these museums, and why they are there.
2.
The Parthenon marbles were taken from Athens in 1802. The British ambassador, Lord Elgin, was granted permission to make drawings of the sculptures and to take a few pieces of stone. However, in the document that Elgin received, a few was translated as any. Elgin took advantage of this misinterpretation and greedily cut away huge parts of the Parthenon friezes. Most were taken back to England, where Elgin sold them to the British government. Over 100 years later, in 1912, the bust of Nefertiti was excavated in Amarna, Egypt, by a German archaeologist named Ludwig Borchardt. At the time, archaeologists had to share finds with the local Egyptian authorities. However, Ludwig slyly wrapped up the bust and put it in a box before the inspection. When the Egyptian authorities arrived, they were shown a badly taken picture of the statue. They had no idea of its value.
3.
Many of the world's top museums have exhibits that should be returned to their country of origin. In the past, important objects were taken by powerful nations who argued that they could better preserve and take care of them in their world-class museums. But today, these countries of origin have world-class museums of their own. As a result, museums like the New York Metropolitan Museum of Art are giving back their stolen treasures. In 2013, the museum returned two ancient statues to Cambodia. However, not everyone is doing the right thing. The British Museum and the Neues Museum are holding on to their treasures. What's their justification?
4.
One argument is that these museums are encyclopedic or universal. In the British Museum, for example, cultures are set side by side, so the visitor is able to compare the civilization of India with that of ancient Greece. The museum provides a broader context for the artifact and teaches us about universal traditions, skills, and habits. However, most museums have their collections online, so this comparison could be made virtually. In addition, copies could be made of the objects. The museums do not need to display the originals. Perhaps encyclopedic museums are more about ownership and status than world history.
5.
In 2018, Tarita Alakon Rapu, the governor of Easter Island in the Pacific Ocean, visited Hoa Hakananaya in the British Museum. Hoa Hakananaya is an impressive 4-ton statue, or moai, that stands at the entrance of the hall. His name means lost or stolen friend, and 150 years ago, he was taken from Easter Island by British sailors and given to Queen Victoria. Governor Rapu's visit was an emotional occasion, and she appealed to the British Museum to give the statue back to the Easter Islanders. I believe that my children and their children deserve the opportunity to touch, see, and learn from him, she explained, with tears in her eyes. We are just a body. You, the British people, have our soul. Will the British Museum return the statue? It's hard to know. But whatever side you take, we can't deny the cultural and spiritual importance of these stolen treasures.